Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, there's a little throwback surprise. John Hines on the morning news here on WCCO Radio, joined by a longtime friend, former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek joins me. And you know, I know, sir, you're also a legislator, former legislature participant in Minneapolis Police, but I know I'm going to make the mistake and refer to you as sheriff. Do people still do that, Rich?
Yeah, I get called that all the time. And you know, honestly, John, it's quite an honor to be on the phone with you this morning. You are one of the living legends, a guy that I really respect. And honestly, that Hubba Hubba Zoom Zoom, that's kind of the era when I started listening to you.
Yeah, it probably was. Hey, let's talk about a couple of things here. We've been talking a lot about policing and police reform. And I think you would agree, as do most people, that there is a definite need for additional police officers in Minneapolis. There seems to be a problem with recruiting. They're down, you know, at least a couple of hundred. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka yesterday said it's a much bigger number than that, and people are more concerned about the numbers than they are with police reform. Where do you stand on the idea of some of the police reforms that have been proposed and how they're trying to position them?
You know, I think that's an interesting question. Certainly. All professions need, change. I mean, change is a good thing and you should embrace it. But there is such a thing as going a little too far. And you're seeing some of the effects of that with the recruitment of new police officers, the current status of the number of officers who are working on the street. In Minneapolis, for example, they're down about one third the number of sworn officers that should be out patrolling our neighborhoods and our businesses and our communities. You've also got the relationships with the suburban police departments, which are probably more than just a little strained, right? We work on a mutual aid agreement, a pact across this county. And, you know, when you've got the numbers the way they are, violent crime is soaring. The bad guys are taking advantage of it. They know full well what's going on.
You know, the sheriff's department for many years was instrumental in serving warrants and going out and actually bringing people in who had warrants out for their arrest. The idea of no knock warrants. Share your thoughts on that one, if you would, Sheriff.
Well, you know, I like the idea of no knock warrants, limiting the scope in which they can be served, but not taking away total discretion for law enforcement. They've got to be able to protect themselves, protect others in the home or wherever they're serving the warrant, and the community surrounding it. So you can't take away all of their discretion. You have to trust that they are well-trained, they're good at what they do, and when they need a no-knock warrant, they need a no-knock warrant. Remember, no-knock warrants aren't something that just law enforcement decides and go out and does. They get judicial review by a judge and others about what the need is on the front end. So, you know, the permission is granted. They go out, they serve the warrant. Sometimes they don't always work according to plan. That's why, in fact, I was just reading across the headlines this morning across the U.S., as I do every morning, related to law enforcement, officers shot, officers injured, in a service of warrants. It's a dangerous job, dangerous profession.
You know, there is another aspect, I think, to all of this, and that is this was brought up a number of times by listeners via text when we were talking with the Senate Majority Leader yesterday. The sheer number of guns that are out there on the streets. There's been some talk, but never any action about any reforms in terms of any significance anyway regarding guns. Share your thoughts as someone who is in law enforcement. I imagine many times that you would have officers, whether you were with the Minneapolis police or the Hennepin County sheriffs, who were in some cases just outgunned when you got to a setting.
Yeah, you're asking kind of a multifaceted question. I mean, it's kind of a lose-lose proposition. The more people feel, the more times that people feel unsafe, they tend to arm themselves. And then that leads to more shootings, right? And so you've got this lose-lose proposition. There's got to be some way to bring this full circle and say, look, you have an absolute right to protect yourself under the Second Amendment of the Constitution, while at the same time, those that are out there carrying guns illegally, committing crimes, acts of violence with weapons, they need to be punished and punished hard. There isn't a single law-abiding gun owner that wouldn't tell you the same thing. There are plenty of laws on the book, both statewide as well as federal, to be able to do that. They're just not always enforced or are prosecuted. And you're right about being outgunned. I remember, even coming to the sheriff's office 14 years ago in 2007, our officers were carrying shotguns. They were carrying handguns. So we transitioned to patrol rifles. We transitioned to a different weapons platform for handguns, for, sidearms. When I started policing back in 1983, 1984, I was carrying a revolver. That quickly went by the wayside as a semi-automatic weapons. But, that transition happened because law enforcement was being outgunned by the bad guys. You look at what happens in any one of these shootings, even in downtown Minneapolis last weekend, just a week ago. Just think how many shots had to be fired between two guys shooting it out down on First Avenue in the 300 block to be able to kill two people and injure eight others. That's a lot of rounds to be flying.
Yeah, indeed. Sheriff, I wish I had more time, and I look forward to having a chance to chat with you again in the near future. Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek, former Minneapolis police officer, talking about the honesty here of at times being outgunned, and also a former state lawmaker. We'll be in touch again soon, sir. Thank you so much for your time on WCCO
All
this
right.
morning.
Keep up the great work.
Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.